This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
We're six footy obsessed girls who feel like we're riding a bit of a wave. We started broadcasting the beginning of last year. And in that year, the AFL Pride game was announced, and of course the AFLW was announced, so we've been very privileged to be part of all of that. In fact, we're so footy obsessed, I had a baby this year and let myself out of hospital to go to an AFLW game. So
it was a huge year for the award-winning team from Chicks Talking Footy, who made a name for themselves within the broader AFL and AFLW communities, because they know their stuff and they can communicate it in a way that is accessible and enjoyable, whether or not you are a footy fan. We spoke to Fiona Newton from the team about how the year has been kicking off with broadcasting live from the second AFL Pride match in Sydney.
The second time was actually a lot more challenging in a way because it was up in Sydney. We didn't know who was actually going to be at the game. It was very hard to organise guests. But once we were up there, it was just such a great opportunity to bring the Chicks Talking Footy show and Joy to the national stage and make a whole lot of new connections up there that we didn't previously have. We were also invited to the Saints function there that was right on Circular Quay, and got to just meet so many fantastic people and see much more about what's going on nationally in the football world in the Pride space. So it was just an amazing opportunity.
Chicks Talking Footy is always informing and entertaining, empowering women to be active participants in football, particularly during the inaugural AFL Women's League that kicked off earlier in 2017.
Well, yeah, that was actually a surprise for us. We didn't obviously know the Women's League was going to happen when we first went on air. And then it was just amazing that, well, hang on, we're an all-girls footy show. We're also mostly made up of gay women as well. So we just had a unique voice, I think, into the football world. And it was an amazing privilege to be part of the history of that unravelling and, be reporting on the first game ever in the AFLW was something I don't think our team will ever forget. We also won the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia Sports Broadcasting Award. A couple of us flew up to the Gold Coast to receive that. Again, it was amazing to be acknowledged just for what our show's done. We have worked really hard to be, it's actually an advantage. I said this in the speech, but it's an advantage to be a woman now and to be gay women that have, a unique perspective of the game and an important voice that's now being recognised in the football community. So to get that award was, it was great to represent Joy in that way and to get that acknowledgement. I think we're really forging a new space. And I think connecting perhaps our community in a way that it hasn't been connected before and giving a microphone to people that perhaps their stories haven't been heard before. And we do have some exciting plans in place. We're back on air on January the 17th and we're going to be reporting on the AFLW, and there secretly might be something happening in the Pride space in the AFLW, so we'll announce what that is early next year. We've got quite a few exciting little projects in the works that we'll announce on air.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.